A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everywhere we go, people want to know who we are and where we come from. So who are you and where did you come from?
My name is Amy and I come from Dublin. Dublin 1.
You forgot the 1.
I'm D1.
You have to put the 1 in.
You have to go with D1.
Amy, so you and I met a long time ago and then you and your mum did a podcast with me. And the last time I did a podcast, I was like referee in between the two of you because you were ready to kill each other half the time. And, you know, the feedback I got off that was just unbelievable. But I know that you left here not saying everything you wanted to say. And then we've had conversations and you are this big, fabulous personality. Always buzzing, always on that positive vibe. And I've noticed over the past while you've been on a journey.
Yeah.
And when you reached out and went, I think it's time that we actually do sit down and have a proper chat. I was like, yeah, I knew there was something there.
Yeah.
So this isn't something we've talked about before on the podcast and we've literally just had a quick chat about it now amongst many different things because we're catching up. And you're half the person, I have to say that about you, half the
person.
I'm
so light.
Yeah, like you look incredible. But just taking it back, talk to me why you wanted to sit down today.
I want to sit down and speak out about, you know, my journey and for, you know, people to know the real Amy Hippie Hun, because a lot of people are so interested in, you know, wanting to know me. And obviously I'm ready in myself to speak out like something that happened to me when I was younger. So when I was younger, I was sexually abused. Which has been, like, you know, the biggest journey of my life. But why I want to speak out about it is because I want to help other people like myself to understand that, you know, you're not the problem. You were never the problem, because people like myself hold it in for so long. Like, I've held it in for 20 plus years of my life. I'm 32 now, so at 32, like, I am finally ready to speak out about it, like, to shift that feeling of that I wasn't in the wrong, that I'm not this dirty person, because it's so crazy. Like, even though, like, it has happened to you, you're afraid to speak out. Like, you feel like the bad person. Like, you feel dirty in yourself. Like, it's just crazy that you put yourself to blame for so many years. And like, I'm so happy that I'm ready to speak out about it. Is like, you're like, I can't explain it. It's just, it's so nice, like, to be able to sit here with yourself and
free
of it. Like, to even, like, you don't really speak about it is because you're always afraid of the other people's reactions of what they would think of you and how they feel about you. Like, you never think of yourself, you know, like, and you never think of, you know, like, about speaking out about it, how different your life could be instead of holding it inside. Because who, like, the people that has happened to, it's a dark cloud. Like, it never goes. Like, I thought I would go to the grave with this. I was like, I'm going to the grave, nobody's ever going to know. And I know, like, that's how a lot of other girls and boys, like, feel, men and women, I don't know why I'm saying girls and boys, all of them. Is because you think you're never going to be speaking about it. And Like, that's my journey. Like, this is why I'm healing myself. I'm healing my inner child, you know, of the damage.
Yeah. Take it back then, right? So we know you blocked it out for many years. So a lot of the information you have, and we're not going to go into detail on this. So it happened when you were very young.
Yeah.
At what point did you realise, or was the immediate, this is fucking wrong?
Yes, like, you know it's wrong.
Mm.
But you're a child, you know. Like, the minute that happens, like, your soul to the devil, do you get me? Like, your soul is got, like, your soul is sold. Like, you know, like, when it's happening that it's wrong. But you're a child, like, you know, like, you're afraid to speak out. And if you, like, speak to, like, people who, like, speak to people who, oh, my mind's gone blank. If you speak to people, like, who it's happened, the same situation, sorry, I couldn't get that out. Mm. Like, they never speak out. Nobody ever speaks out, even though you know it's wrong. But you never say it when you're a child. Like, no, like, young child that has happened to ever speaks out. Always when they're an adult, yeah, and it's so sad. Mm. And this is, like, I want to help people, and I want to create awareness around that, even though, like, it happened to me 20 plus years ago, it's still happening today.
How long did it happen to you for? What kind of period did it last for?
A few times. Like, I can obviously remember a few times. I can't remember the period, and even, like, my little brother always says to me, I had a little diary when I was younger. And I used to write in it, and I hid it, and my brother found me diary, and he was reading it, and I was ripping it up, burning it and all, and I can't remember that. And he was like, Amy, do you not remember doing that? And I think, obviously, I don't know whether I was speaking about that, but I was speaking about, you know, things growing up, and I can't remember that, because I blocked, like, stuff out for so long, where, like, now when I try to think back, you know, of, like, the time or the age, like, I really can't remember.
You also said when we spoke with your mum that you were always, like, angry, you were always ready to kill someone.
Yeah,
because,
like, you're carrying that anger.
Yeah.
Like, you're carrying around, like, that anger. And you still are. Like, this is why it's very important, like, you know, to deal with it now. Like, counselling isn't for me.
Mm.
And the healing is for me, like, my spiritual journey is for me. Because people think, you know, oh, you have to run to counselling and counselling helps you. It doesn't help everybody, it doesn't help me. But yeah, there was a lot of anger growing up, because obviously you're angry.
Was he a family relative?
No. It was a friend of a family relative.
Okay.
Which, like, you know, like, I've spoke out, you know, to all my family this year. Which I can't believe that I've spoken out about, because it's crazy. Even it's amazing feeling, and, like, anybody that has happened to, like, you get there.
That's what I'm asking. What took you to actually sit down with your man, your brother, and to tell them this happened to you?
But I always say, like, your adult mind is the worst mind you can be in. Like, you just wake up one day and you have to sit with your demons. Like, this time last year, I probably wouldn't have sat down. I'd be running. I couldn't. I'd be running. I'd be walking, moving. Couldn't sit down, sit easy. Like, I was running away from everything. Wouldn't let me mind rest. And then one day I just woke up. I was like, this is not going. It's not going anywhere. I'm waking up every day. This is still here. So I either be brave enough to face me demons or keep running forever. And eventually you get tired. Your legs wear out, you know. So, yeah, I just, like...
What kind of effect did it have on your mom?
Obviously, you know, Jesus, the worst thing she could hear. Because obviously the hard thing is, you know, talking out, like, why I didn't say it for so long was because I was protecting me ma, you know, and saving me ma, because, like, there's no blame on anybody other than, obviously, the person who has done it. There's no blame on anybody. And that's the one thing, like, that I didn't want, you know, obviously telling, like, my mother what has happened. Like, I was scaredy. I'm not going to lie. When I did tell her, obviously she broke down. And then obviously I had regret. I was like, what am I after doing? Like, because of seeing her, like, she was panicking. Then I was panicking. I couldn't breathe. I was like, but I shouldn't be the one, only the one in my head and living with it when it has happened to me. But the one thing I hate, like when you do speak to people, it shouldn't be a problem when you speak to people about this. And this is what I want to change and create awareness. Like, it's no, like, you, I hate when you think that people's feeling sorry for you as well, because it's not about that. I don't want anybody's, you know, sadness. Like, I just, you say to me, brothers, as well, like, I don't want you fucking all, sorry, of course, all guns blazing. It's not about that. It's about me. It's about, you have to be strong for me. If I'm strong enough to sit and down and tell you and talk to you, you have to be strong enough to listen to me. Because I'm the one that has had, went through it. I'm the one that has dealt with it 20 plus years of my life. You know, like, sadly, this is like what has happened to your daughter, to your sister, to your niece. But you have to be, if I'm strong enough to sit down and talk to you, you have to be strong enough to listen to me. It's not about sorry, it's not about tears. I've cried me tears, I don't want your tears. I want you sitting there and just support me, that's all I want. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you don't want them getting into trouble, you don't want them causing more, you don't want to do all that.
Do you know, like, it's easy going bleeding around, punching the head off people and wanting the bleeding shoe people, and, you know, but that's, like, you can't do that. I don't want that. If I wanted that, I could have done it myself, do you know? But no, we're not at that. We're not there. You support me. Sit with me. And I'm strong enough to tell you, be proud of that. And let's get through this together. Nobody wants to obviously hear, you know, that it's happened to me, but it has. But then again, this is not your story. This is mine. This is my journey.
And I think, Annie, and I hate to say victim or survivor, yes, out there, they have to be have that mindset that I need you to shut up, listen to what I'm going to say, and then just deal with it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, because this is the situation I'm in, and I don't need you. Like, God, if this was the situation I was in, I know the first thing out my dad and my brother's mate.
Yeah.
I'll bleed and shoot. I'll kill him, you know what I mean? I'll get him bleeding battered. He'll be like, you know what I mean? That's the thing. And you just don't need that.
No, it's not. Do you know what? It's no. And I hate it, like, you know, like, I don't want that. Like, I genuinely don't. I just want for me to still continue to heal. It's not about, like, bleeding, going out, stabbing somebody, like, because I know, like, that's the first thing that they want to do. But it's just, like, you need to support the person telling you. Like, imagine now my brothers went out and done that, and then they're locked up, you know, like, then you automatically, why'd I say this, why'd I talk, you know.
And the man that did this, have you ever seen him?
Apparently now, he's dead now, so I haven't seen him now in many years.
How'd you feel about that?
It's weird, like, because I just trained my mind into being so strong, I don't even know, like, if I want that revengeance. Do you know, like, it's just where I'm at as a person. You don't take an eye for an eye. Do you know, and that's just how I am, even though something as awful has happened to me. But, you know, I know he's bleeding, roaring in hell, and that's all I know. But you can't, like, my brothers always say to me, Amy, how the fuck are you not on heroin? Like, because you do hear of girls, especially girls, you know, and they're on drugs and they've gone down the wrong route. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, she was sexually abused when she was younger, because you heard of these stories. And, you know, it's like, you have to train your mind, like, to be strong. Like, if I didn't train my mind and wasn't strong as a person, I probably would be bleeding sitting on the canal with heroin. That's the easiest thing to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the easiest thing to go for an addiction, or, you know, on alcohol and drugs. But I'm so proud of myself and how I trained my mind and to be strong, to be like, no, like, there's more to life. Like,
so we know you're on the healing journey, but yeah, you obviously start training your mind very early.
Yeah.
And how did you do that?
You just, like, you have to. You know, like, I didn't have it easy growing up. I won't obviously go into too much detail.
I know. I know that, but say what you have to say. Like, you know,
I forgot what I was going to say. Just say I had a hard growing up. You know, like, I looked after my two younger brothers. Like, my auntie commit suicide when I was very young. You know, like, I had a hard from the get-go. I had to learn emotions that you shouldn't have went through, like, till you're older. So going through all these emotions and pain and hurt and feeling, like, so low in yourself at a young age, I had to be strong for me brothers. Like, I was raising my brothers, I was looking after my brothers. So I had to be strong for them first and then myself. But now I know that it's at the benefit of me, you know, growing up. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, I'm not, like, I still go through my emotions and I sit, you know, in dark places all the time, and which is very hard. But I'm also, like, that's what the happy and bubbly person everybody sees. That is me as well. Mm-hmm. But there's obviously another side, like the Amy that nobody knows. And I want people to know the real me, mm-hmm. you know, and... And like the person that they just see on Instagram, or, you know, up DJing or walking on the street, like, there's a real story to this person. Mm-hmm. It's not about just tattoos and obviously losing 5 stone. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's more. Like, this is the reality that we're living in. Mm-hmm. Life isn't all sunshine and lollipops. 90% of people around you has, you know, a dark story to them. Where it's okay to speak out. Like, it's okay to tell your story.
Who was the first person you told?
First person I told? I think it was one of my ex-girlfriends. Mm.
But how was it for you? Like, you know, when you were saying to me that you're in dark holes, like, what happens and how do you get yourself out of that?
Like, my dark hole is just no getting out of my head. Like... Because of being diagnosed with depression, like, I don't take any antidepressants or anything, you know, I just think coming off them or anything. But I've been diagnosed with depression.
When were you diagnosed?
Last year. So I obviously knew I was low, so I just went to the doctors. Like, I couldn't sleep. Do you know, like, as I said, I would be running away and I couldn't sleep, and I'd be sleeping 2 hours, close your eyes and you just can't sleep. So I just went to the doctor. To be honest, I went to the doctor just for, like, something to relax me, do you know, like a Xanax or something. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
But no, doctor wouldn't give me, obviously he diagnosed me with depression. So I went back down after that and I was like, I just need something to relax me. You know that in your stomach, do you ever get that anxiety? Yeah. It's horrible. And, like, yeah, I was like, she just have a Xanax. He was like, no, they're too addicting. I'm not giving you Xanax, but get me antidepressants. And he broke them up in half. He was like, these will relax you. Looked them up, trying to get off them is, like, nearly worse than heroin. Jesus. So, yeah, literally, like, they won't give you anything to relax you, but we'll just give you antidepressants that you're hooked on. If you talk to people coming off antidepressants, that is, like, you're going cold turkey. It's actually worse, like, you know, coming off it.
Did you tell the doctor what happened to you?
Yeah, so I did, yeah. It's no support, do you know what I mean?
Isn't it?
No support, referring. You just say, if you did want to go to counselling, there's nothing. It's literally, it's like blowing smoke into the wind. There's, like, no support, like, sadly, you know, for the mental health system in Ireland. It's crazy. It's actually mad.
And then how then are you starting to, like, well, as I said, I asked you already, but just, like, how do you get to the point that you're like, right, I'm either going to fucking throw myself in front of a bus or I'm going to have to sort myself out? Mm. How do you get there?
Like, it's hard because you still get days. Like, you still have days now when I get a bad day, I just, I just to be all over the place. Like, I just can't sit easy. Like, I'd be riddled, like, with anxiety.
Is there suicidal thoughts?
No, I don't. Like, sometimes, because your mind plays tricks on you, like, would you just better off not being here? But, like, I'd never think of suicide. Mm. I wouldn't ever, like, suicide's a big thing to me because my auntie commits suicide. So I know I'd never do that. But there's just times where, because you're feeling so low, you're like, would I be better off not be here? Like, you just feel like the problem, you're a burden. Nobody loves you. you're not wanted, like, you know, you're not needed. So you do, that's how I'd feel. And then I'd have to bring myself back up. That's why I'd go out on a walk, and I'd walk because that helps me so much. See, sitting there in the room and, like, it's, you're caught in your head. Oh, it's the worst thing.
Because that's the thing, you saying that, and I'm like, I'd never, ever think you would ever feel like that. Like, you
it's
know
crazy.
I mean?
Yeah. People always say, like, you know, like, that's not a false thing about me. That's genuinely just me. Mm. But yeah, there is days, and I'm fairly open to talking about my mental health on Instagram and to other people, because as I said, it's not all sunshine and lollipops. Like, when I have a bad day, I'll tell everybody I'm having a bad day, I'm down in the dumps. But then again, you have to bring yourself around. You have to be strong enough to bring yourself back around, because if you don't, you're going to be caught in that bad day for 7 days, 10 days, like, weeks. Do you know, you have to train your mind, and I know it's crazy, see, you have to just be strong and do it for you. Like, there has to be that push in your chest to drive you to get past this bad day, that there's more to life. There's more to life, the opportunities for you. You know, like, if I didn't, I'd be still stuck somewhere.
And who are the people who are getting you there now?
Myself. And I'm going to be totally honest, myself. And it's so nice, like, for now, I never had security, you know, like, I never had, like, real proper security, right? And it was always a worry. But you know what the best feeling in the world now is? My security is myself. And it's fucking amazing. Like, it's me. I'm getting myself there. Everything I'm doing in my life is for myself and nobody else. And it takes a long time for you to put yourself first. You know, you get caught in relationships. You get caught up with friends. Not like, when you think of it, nobody's really there for you and sitting in your head more than yourself. And you have to do it for yourself, or not in a relationship. You're trying to better yourself. You know, you have to do it for you.
Because that is the thing that I think, even with everything that goes on in life, if you don't sort it out, if you don't want to change, if you, it's the same with addiction, if you don't want to give it up, it's you. You're the only person. You can't do it for me, can't do it for kids, can't do it for anyone else. You have to do it. And it's great to have someone to say, how are you doing, Amy? You are right.
Yeah.
But that, realistically, it's just you.
Yeah. Like, obviously, we have close friends, you know, like, we have close friends, close. But some people, and a lot of people as well, like, are around you because, you know, they're benefiting off you. Like, you know, there's not real friends out there. There's not real relationships. And obviously, I'm just saying that because I've been through it. Like, I've been through relationships, I've been through friendships, and who are you really left with? Now, I'm not saying that forever. Now I'm going to meet somebody and, you know, down the line. Like, so that's just, like, experiences in life that has me the way I'm thinking now. So obviously, if I didn't have them experiences, I wouldn't be the person I am now. Everything does happen for a reason. Literally everything happens for a reason in life. Now, obviously, some things, you know, but, you know, the people you're meant to meet, they cross your path, like, for a lesson or a blessing, really, isn't it?
And then tell me about you said that you're on a spiritual journey. So what is that journey and what have you been doing? Because someone might be in the same situation as you and going, I'm not putting an antidepressant in your mouth.
Yeah.
So what else have you been doing?
So I was away in Portugal on a retreat over there, and it's all about, like, now yoga wouldn't be my thing, but the meditation is. I had to be like a pretzel on the floor. I can't do yoga. I am not flexible for yoga.
Yeah, me neither.
But I love, like, going to Jen's, like, full moons, like, meditation. Like, they're amazing. Like, this time last year, like, when I start really manifesting my dreams, like, writing it down, putting it out to the universe, what saved me, what has helped me, is my spiritual journey and me, like, knowing that me spirit guide, which is me nanny around me, like, that has helped me so much. Like, seeing numbers, like, this is now, I went on my spiritual journey when I was 27, I'm 32 now, but knowing, like, that has helped me so much. Like, manifesting, last year I was manifesting, and I was like, I'm going to DJ. I was putting it out to the universe, writing it down. I was like, I'm going to DJ at a big concert. I was like, I'm going to do it, you know, like a big, huge gig. I didn't know what it was. I was like, but this is it. I was like, this is what I want to do. Music also helps me so much in my life. But
hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We'll get to that in a minute. But I wrote it out to the universe and I kept putting it down. And then I got asked to DJ at Electric Picnic.
Oh my God.
Ireland's biggest like festival.
I seen it. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
And now I'm doing it again this year. Like I'm DJing again. Like at Electric Picnic. But like when you feel and when you really believe like what you're putting out to the universe and manifesting all these things. Like, if you think it's going to be hard, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. If you feel it's going to be easy, you get it. And, like, it's amazing. Like, and that just pushed me even more to be spiritual and, you know, manifest, put it out to the universe.
And can I ask you, at what point when you were, like, take it back a little bit, when you started going about your DJing and into it, did you throw yourself into that to get some sort of relief from...
Yeah, so with DJing, like I actually never planned to be a DJ, like, you know, the way I am now. I literally just got, I'm at like the decks and the mixer. I had a stereo, I had two stereos, do you know, the big stereos.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to clip them in because I didn't have my own room, right? I was living in my ma's. I used to have to put two decks on an iron board, a mixer, a stereo, and two speakers. I mean, it was taking me about a half an hour to set up, And then the minute I got on it, I didn't even know how to DJ. But when I was on it, I just, you zone out. It was me and the music. Nothing else, like, was getting in. And that's where my love of music start. And then, obviously, I, like, was on the iron board in my ma's bleeding bedroom. And then one of my brother's friends was like, she's good, I want to give her our first gig. Got me first gig. Pressed the wrong deck, thing turned off. Like the worst gig of my life, but it was good. And now I'm bleeding DJing and Electric Picnic. But music, it just lifts me soul. Like when I listen to music, it just gets me. It's just me in the zone. Like my soul is just there and nothing else. And music, yeah, is a big part to play, like in my healing journey as well. And I think that's what makes you a good DJ. Anybody can play songs, but you only feel them songs in your soul. And you're like, this is it. And then everybody else loves it. Everybody can pick any songs.
And if you were, you know, so say you're on the journey now and this is where you are and you're trying to heal, do you think if that person was alive today, would that healing process be going to the guards? Would you have gone and reported it? Or
yeah, but to be honest, like, I've just cases before, like, when you do a report and nothing happens. Now, I'm not saying you don't. But no, I definitely would, 100%. If he was here, 100%. Like, I would. You know, so obviously I can't deal with it now about it. But what I'm doing is, like, you know, speaking out, creating awareness around it. That does 90% of people out there that's probably happened to. Mm. And it's time to speak out. It's not like a taboo. You know?
Not shameful.
No, it's not shameful. Mm. Like, as I says, we just, all you need is support and be around right people. But even me speaking out, you know, people that has probably happened to, like, that still probably won't speak out about it now for another 5 years, but it's still to create awareness about it. Because it does take it, like, you don't just, even though, you know, me speaking about it, I know people are not going to be like, oh yeah, I'll speak out about it. Still takes time in your mind to process it. And, you know.
And did you ever fear meeting him down the line, or?
No, not really, because I never thought of it, if you get me, because obviously I blocked it out.
And what is it? Do you just have that holy shit moment? This happened to me.
Yeah, like, I'm like, what the fuck? That's what, like, sorry, I keep cursing. It's more like your adult mind, as I said earlier, is the most dangerous mind you can be in. Mm. Because you do be like, what the fuck happened to me? Mm. But, you know, like, when you're younger, you kind of blank it out. But, as I says, like, you wake up with your demons and it's like, oh, my God, this has happened to me. Like, this is serious. And it's scary. It's scary.
You're doing have you done inner child work? Are you doing that?
Yeah, inner child, yeah. That's why I'm healing. Mm. Like, sometimes I just feel real sorry, like, and when I'm doing my journaling, and, you know, like, I'd be, like, roaring and crying because I'm, like, little Amy. I'm even getting upset because I'm like, I'd love to wrap my arms around her. Like, I'd love to be like, you're going to be okay. Like, look where you are now. Like, because you do forget, like, how far, like, that I'm after coming, where I am. You know, and everybody else can tell you, you know, around that. But it's you that has to see it and believe it. And it's only now where I'm looking at my life and what I've been through. So much shit in my life. And I'm still standing, but I just would love to wrap little Amy around me. Oh, I'd love to wrap my arms around her and be like, you're okay, I have you. And it's just real upsetting because obviously that's who I'm healing. Is it like little Amy? Mm. Like, obviously big Amy, she's all right, you know, but that's why, like, I just thinking of me when I was younger, it just gets me.
Just because I know, like, is the responsible adult, like, is it just that you just wanted someone just to take you out of that situation?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. You just wanted, like, the person I am now is who I just wanted somebody to be when I was younger. Mm. You know, like, that's why, like, my brothers mean so much to me because they knew I had nobody, but they had me. Mm. And, like, I just, suppose the person you are, I seen a quote, it was like, the person you are is like the person you wanted somebody to be when you were younger. I don't remember the quote, and it is true. Mm. Like, I just wanted somebody like me when I was younger, you know, to kind of just take me away from the situation. So my auntie, who committed suicide, she used to be my escape. So she used to meet me outside school.
Did she know?
No, jeez, no. Nobody knew until, obviously, you know, I got older and I've said it, but my auntie, she was my escape. And it's crazy. Like, when I was 11, she died on the 11th. And she committed suicide. And I booked an Australia ticket to go to Australia. And we were just looking at cheap flights. And she was like, this is the cheapest flight. I was like, just book it. And it was for the 11th of November. Mm. Like, so I know that's horrible.
Can you talk to me about your relationship with your auntie and how that affected you?
Oh, geez. Like, I think, like, it really has affected me. I think as well that was a big part that took over of, like, you know, of realising what happened to me. Because, like, my auntie committed suicide, like, and it was honestly the worst thing, and still is, like, that could have happened to me. Because she was my escape. So then when she died, like, it was just, it was so hard knowing that. But you know what's the hardest thing is, and I think it's why I'm also a really nice person, and I love to help others, because I feel if she just had one person in life, she wouldn't have committed suicide, and I really do believe that. I think if she just had one person and one support, little support, she'd be still here. Because she obviously felt so low and so alone that she had to commit suicide.
What was she like?
She was the best. Like, everybody says I'm actually the image of her. Mm-hmm. Like, she was just, yeah, she was the best. Auntie Cindy. Her name's Jacinta. Me confirmation name, I picked Jacinta. There's not a Saint Jacinta inside.
Is there?
No. Yeah. But no, she was the best. And yeah, it'll always hurt.
How did you find out?
My uncle, my auntie's husband, knocked up to my ma's. I remember I was playing on the swings and I was like, why the fuck is he at my ma's? Like, never in a million years would he be at my ma's house. And I went up and I was like, what's wrong? And my ma was like, Cindy's dead. And I felt my knees. I was roaring and crying, roaring and crying.
Did you know what that meant? Because, you know,
I knew straight away. Mm. She said, like, she was saying that she jumped off a balcony, so she jumped off like the flats, and my mum was like, she fell off the balcony, and I knew it. I just don't know what it was. Even at such a young age, I knew that she killed herself. I don't know why. I just knew it. And it was honestly the worst pain. It's still so sad because she was only 28. She was only young. So that's like, your adult mind is so crazy. Because even like now in my adult mind, I'm like, she was 28. She felt so alone to bleed and just do that. And I was like, if there's one, if you can just be, you just don't know what anybody's going through.
Mm.
You know, I'd rather be the person I am than to be this stuck up person with 100,000 followers on Instagram that doesn't help anybody, because this is real life. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just help somebody.
And then your nanny, how old were you when she died?
My nanny, I was 17. My nanny's my spirit guide. I always being told that my nanny's my spirit guide. When I was on the retreat with Jen, it was the most amazing experience I've ever had in my life. Jen put this, like, I don't know what it was on your chest, right? And she bangs it. So it's like vibrations. So we're lying there and she banged it on my chest. And you breathe in and then you let out. And I seen this big white light. And Jen was like, it's your spirit guide. And I knew it was me nanny. And I was roaring and crying. And it was so nice to know that I'm not alone. That she is there with me. She is guiding me. Everything I'm seeing is me nanny. And I was roaring and crying. I couldn't, like, it was inconsolable, because I was like, she's actually here with me. Mm. Even though, you know, and you're being told, but to see it was amazing. Amazing.
And it's mad because, like, Paul's mum would say to me, like, where are you going? You know, when I go off and I'm, do you just get in the river? Because I just love that space out there. I'm obsessed with it. River, you know what I mean? And she's like, do you just get in the river? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, in your swimsuit. I was like, nobody gives.
Oh, yeah. See, the bollocks. Spiritual community is the best community. Yeah. Like, honestly, you get in anyway.
Yeah.
When I was in Portugal, I don't know what happened to me. I actually got me time of the month to fly. I swelled out. Even one of the girls was like, Amy, you're bloating. Oh. I was like, I'm going to have to ring that surgeon and see. I went huge, but didn't care.
Yeah.
Chilling. You wouldn't, like, you know, we wouldn't be sitting in Fairview Park chilling like that. Yeah. Everybody be looking at you. Yeah. The spiritual community is the best community you can go into.
Yeah.
We're all damaged. I'm actually, it's Jen's full moon. Next, what day is it? next Thursday, next Wednesday, and I'm reading out like a little healing thing and all, and like everybody, we're all together for some sort of reason in our head.
Yeah.
Like some people do it. That's what me and Jen always mess about, being like, people just want a picture on Instagram 10 minutes into it, you're sobbing your lamps.
Yeah, I know.
Like, do you know, like it's heavy. Mm. Like it's good though, it's amazing. I love it. Like I love like the whole process of the healing journey. At 32, now, if I'm this strong and my life is going so good, I know by 42, I'm going to get it all. Mm. But for me. Mm.
Tell me about your tattoos. I know we discussed it a bit, but let's be.
Who's a fan of Alexa.
Is that new?
No, I think my arms are real skinny.
Oh my God.
This one on my chest, it's not the devil. It's to protect me from all evil, negativity, wisdom. It's like a Japanese tattoo. I have millions. You'll be here all day with me.
But tell me about this one, because this one freaks me out.
Why?
Just because, like, I'm so holy, spiritual.
Are you religious?
I'm so holy.
Are you?
So holy.
Oh, God, where's your rosary beads? I haven't seen a rosary bead since. Not one set of rosary beads. Do you know what it is? It's like judging, like, straight away. People are always like, that's the devil. Mm. Why do you have the devil tattooed on you? Mm. Straight away, like, you know, that's what people say, but it's not. It's actually for a spiritual tattoo. But people are always quick to judge.
Well, I wasn't quick to judge.
I'm just like,
I don't like it. I just don't like it because it frightens the life out of me. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But
no, and then, like, I have millions. But no, that is, like, that's a big one. That's a big one. Then I have like a lotus flower. Now I need to get it done again, but you want to see the pain of it. But a lotus flower grows through muck and it grows into this beautiful person. I've grew up in muck my whole life and now I'm becoming, you know, a beautiful person. So that's why, like, I'd have that on my neck. Because it's a lotus flower is on the lake and it grows through muck.
And when you say you've grown up through muck, like, is that like where... What's happened to you?
Yeah. Like, I've just grew up in a shit situation. Mm. Like, I could literally write a book about my life. Literally, like, I've really been bad with a bad... dealt with a bad deck of cards, but... Do you know what I mean? You can't hold that in life. Like, nobody's going to sit there and pay your bills. Nobody's going... You're not going to wake up one day and have everything you want.
Mm.
Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. Do you know, like, people have their own shit and their own issues. You have yours. Like, you can't use it as an excuse, like, to be a bad person in life. You can't use it for an excuse to go down the wrong route, not have a job, not wanting more for yourself.
Mm.
Do you know, like, you can't let that, you can't let that, like, be life. You can't let that do it. Like, you can't.
And then can I ask you, I did think you and Jill were together.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why does everybody think that we're best friends?
I swear to God, I did think you were together.
Did you? Yeah. Come right there, hello. Yeah, yeah. Gilligan Johnny.
Yeah. I swear to God.
Oh God, no, we're friends 27 years.
See, and I think your people who know you is like, no, you is, but I know that. But like, I don't think the wider Instagram community, because I definitely would have talked.
Oh jeez, I'll have to put a little post up now. She lived four doors down from me, and she be moved into flats 27 years ago, and her man's are still there, and she was on her rollerblades, and she was like, is the girl coming out? 27 years ago, we do have some crack.
Isn't that great though, isn't it?
But no, we're not together.
So I think you should clarify.
Yeah,
that.
I actually think. Yeah.
And maybe then you might, you know, get more different energies and stuff like that. Yeah. Tell me, you're leaving Jill-O, you're leaving Ireland.
Yes, I'm leaving. I am off to Sydney, Australia on the 11th of November. And I'm obviously nervous, but I'm excited. I know the feeling I'm getting that this is where life is going to heal. This is where I can't heal here right now. There's too much around me. But I also...
Like what?
Like, just... There's too much bad, if you get me. I just want to break away. Like, my brothers are grown up. I can finally not worry about them. I can worry about me now. Do you get me? And I can just heal. I know... I just have a feeling in me chest and soul that life is... It's going to be good over there. Not selling me card and all, sob and walking around.
And then when you decided to go, I was like, is she going on her own? Is she like, what is she doing? So you just know you just have to get out of here and you have to go. Like, how did you tell your brothers and tell your mom that you were gone?
I was like, I'm going, I just getting out of here. Like, they're obviously all delighted. Mm. Like, everybody's going to be sad, but they know, like, it's going to be the best thing for me. But yeah, I just was like, last year, just got it into my head. I was like, I can't do this. I just want to break away. Mm. And that's being told by two very spiritual people that I'm going to meet the love of my life over there. She better be rich and putting it out there.
Manifesta.
Oh no, I don't want to settle until I'm about 40.
But come here, you're not running away from it, are you?
No, I'm not running away. Ooh. I just know that I just need some time to heal away from her.
Mm.
And that's allowed, I think.
Yeah, no, yeah, it is.
I think I'll even grow stronger as a person. And yeah, I can't believe I'm gone. I'm booked and all, I'm shitting. I'm out.
Your job, can you do that job over there? Yeah. You qualify that you can do that job over there.
Oh, but right. I'm going to DJ for a bit over there. I have DJ friends.
Yeah.
That's what one of my things was manifesting. I was like, I want my brothers to come over, standing behind me, and I'm DJing to like 20,000 people. I just have that vision and it'll happen. I'm going to tag it in the post.
Tag me, be like, I told you on the 23rd.
Is it 23rd
of August? I told you that this is what I was going to do. And you're going to do it.
Here I am, hippie hun, let's go. This is the real hippie hun. Do you know, like, this is what I want. People think it's just like I'm bubbly and I have tattoos, I'm a DJ. No, this is the real Amy. This is the real hippie hun.
Who's healing.
I wouldn't, like, obviously I wouldn't struggle every day.
Mm.
So I wouldn't say I'm struggling, but when I have my bad days, you know, I would struggle, but I'm definitely healing.
Mm.
Like, and the thing I've learned, and it's a very hard pill to swallow, is forgiveness is for you and not for anybody else. So you, like, my forgiveness for everything is for me. It's not for the other person. It's not for anybody else. And that's what I've learned.
What advice, because you're not, as you said, it's not going to be the person that you're talking to today that's listening to this and is in the same situation. I'm going to go, all right, I'm going to tell someone because I know you there. What advice would you give them about feeling, or someone who's gone through it and is just not ready? And then what advice would you give people that they're about to tell?
Yeah. So the main thing is, like, I would love to say, like, don't be afraid, like, to speak, because you're fucking terrified, like, of speaking now. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid, and it's really going to be okay. You know, obviously, talk to even one person, you know, like, we can all have one person to talk to. Don't be ashamed. Don't be feeling any way guilty, like, it was never your fault, you know, like, I'd say even start slowly, just talking about it one person at a time and see what way you feel. And when you speak about it, don't be afraid and don't be regretting your decision. Like, you just, when you speak to somebody, just give yourself a little day or two to come to terms with it. Because you do, like, you do kind of regret saying, you're like, oh shit, should I be saying that? So, you know, everybody's going to deal with it different, but it's going to be okay. It really is.
And then to anyone who is getting this information.
What do you mean getting
as it? In someone coming to me as a sister, or coming to me as a mother, tip board.
Yeah.
Around that, like.
Oh, getting information. Yeah. Like that, you know what? That is hard as well.
Mm.
You know, like, it's important, you know, for the mother or sister, whatever, like, you know, you have to be strong. Obviously, it's going to be very upsetting, but you have to be strong for the person telling you. You know, it's not about putting blame on yourself and guilt on yourself. It's not about anything like that, you know. But then, it's good for them to talk about to somebody, which I can't. It's very hard because obviously I'm on the other end, you know, of it. But it is hard. It's a fucking shit one, to be honest.
Mm. And it's like that you're saying to someone, you know, I'm telling you this and that, but I don't want you to tell me about your feelings about it.
Yeah, no, but, like, obviously it's good to express, like, but I hate when you tell somebody and, like, they're feeling sorry for you. I don't want, and I'd say other people would feel the same. you don't want anybody to fucking feel sorry for you. Because then that did just make me angry. And I'd be like, because you then feel, I don't know, if somebody feels sorry for you, what way do you feel? You don't feel good. It's pity or something, do you know? Like, you know, that's the one thing I hate, when somebody's feeling sorry for you.
Who's the hardest person you're going to say goodbye to?
Me brothers. Definitely. I say, like, definitely me brothers. Because in a way, I don't know what it is. I feel a bit guilty leaving them. And that's just obviously because I've cared for them my whole life. Like, I feel a bit guilty, like I'm just leaving them. But then again, I'm like, I have to do this. Like, they're men, like now, you know, they're big and bold, but definitely me brothers.
And you have to just let them go.
I know.
Just look after you.
I know. Be roaring and crying. There'd be a minivan coming out. There'd be a minivan.
Well, I can only wish you the best of luck, Amy.
Well, I'll tag you in my post when I'm DJing in front of 20,000 people.
I'm dying to see it. And I'm like, oh, I know her.
Come on, girl.
I know her. I'll have you sending the kids over to you now. Because they're going over to your auntie Amy now. She's over there in years with our rich wife.
Oh, yeah. You do a podcast over there now one of the days. Yeah.
It's like one over to her. She'll mind you now. She'll set you up. She'll sponsor you. Well, the best of luck with it.
That's great. And thanks for having me.
Pleasure, anytime. I'm glad I'm after getting to see you before you piss off.
I know, jeez, I'm going to Sydney, baby.
Thanks, Amy.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.